Okay, class. Go to recess. Please make sure you're all back on time. Schleimi, could I please see you? Don't worry. I just want to talk to you a minute. Schleimi, you look a little tired lately. You seem a little tired lately. What's the matter, Schleimi? Everything all right?
I guess so, Rebbe. It's just that at home...
What's the matter? Is there a problem I can help you with?
I don't think so. I have an uncle that lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not feeling well. And he's come to stay by us for a while. He needs a room for himself. And that leaves me without a room. I have to sleep together with my little brothers.
So, what's wrong with that?
I have a 2-year-old brother in the crib. My mother usually puts 6 bottles for him to make sure that he has enough to make it through the night. You think he has enough to make it through the night, Rebbe? After an hour, he's up to the 6th bottle. He gets up and he cries. And then he takes the empty bottle and he bangs it against the crib. That's a sign for me to get up and go make him a bottle.
So what's the problem? Go make him a bottle.
So I say my da'ani and I wash Negelwasser. I usually wind up stepping into the Negelwasser and tripping over it. I'm crying. I'm dizzy. I'm tired. I wobble from one side of the room to the other. I walk downstairs and then I realize that I need the empty bottle for my baby brother.
No, so what's the problem?
I go back upstairs and I get to take away the empty bottle that my baby brother is banging against the poles of the crib. But then he starts screaming so loud the whole house wakes up. He doesn't realize when I'm taking away the bottle, it's only to fill it up. So I wobble down the stairs. I usually wind up tripping. One eye is open, one eye is closed. I open the refrigerator. I try to open the container of milk. Half of it winds up spilling on my bare feet. The other half winds up in the bottle. I finally can't find the nipple, and I finally put the nipple back up. I manage to roll it back up the stairs, and I give it to my baby brother.
And then what happens?
And then he throws the bottle across the room and says he wants apple juice.
Listen, Schleimi. Baruch Hashem, that you have a wonderful family.
Why can't I have my room? Why do I have to give it up? Why do I have to give it up to my uncle?
Your uncle is not well, and he needs a room. You should consider yourself very lucky that even someone at your age has the opportunity to perform the mitzvah of Hechnasas Archim.
But my room is so special to me. I hate giving up my room, more than I hate giving up anything else in the world.
Let me ask you something. Your little baby brother, when they take that bottle away from him, when you just told me you'd take the bottle away from him, he starts screaming, right?
Screaming? He begins to shake the crib. It almost picks itself up from the ground and comes crashing like a bumping car. He gets so angry.
Your little baby brother doesn't realize that when you're taking away the bottle, you're not really taking away the bottle. What you're really doing is you're taking it down to fill it up. That is the part that doesn't wind up on your toes. So you see, sometimes in life we think Hashem is taking something away from us, and we get so angry. In reality, Hashem is really giving us something. Schleimi, I have to go to the store. Do you mind taking a walk with me? I want to share a story with you.
No, Rebbe, I don't mind.
The Slonimer Rebbe once came to a certain town in Poland, and there were some interesting characters in that town.
Rebbe, how would you like to visit the cemetery?
Why? Why would I want to visit the cemetery?
Rebbe, there's something interesting we want to show you.
Oh yeah, Rebbe, it's really funny.
I can't imagine what's funny about a cemetery.
On one of the matzevos, in the cemetery of our town, you know what it says? It says, Po Nitman, here is buried, Maishallah.
What's so funny about that?
And underneath it says, Talmud Shel Rav Chanina ben Chachinai.
Everyone knows Rav Chanina ben Chachinai lived a long time ago, maybe even 300 years ago.
I think he lived a lot Well, I think he was a contemporary of Rav Shimon bar Yochai.
He was a what?
Well, he lived a lot more than 300 years ago.
So anyhow, that's what's so funny. We show all the visitors in the town that matzeva. This person passed away in the 1600s, and he writes on his matzeva he's a Talmud of Rav Chanina ben Chachinai, who was a contemporary. Yeah, that too, of Rav Shimon bar Yochai.
I want to see this matzeva. Take me there.
Sure, Rebbe. Come, come. There it is, up that hill. See? Rebbe, you look very serious.
Is everything okay? Are you feeling well? You want me to go get a doctor?
No.
Look at the Rebbe. There's like a fire in his eyes.
Look at him. His face is beet red.
I'll call Atzala. I'll call the fire engine. I'll call Rav Chanina bar Chachinai. Who should I call?
Don't call anyone. Rather, summon all the people of the town to the Beis HaMedrash. Now, I want to tell you the story about this Moshele. I don't want you to laugh at him.
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar Rahman is on him. You shouldn't laugh at him. He thinks he's a Talmud of Rav Chanina bar Chachinai.
He was a Talmud of Rav Chanina bar Chachinai.
Yeah, like I said, he was what?
Rebbe, are you feeling all right?
Come to the Beis HaMedrash, and I will tell you the story. There was a little boy named Moshele. Poor Moshele. Nebuch, he was a kailach dike yosim. He had no father, and he had no mother.
Oyvei, where did he live?
Who took him in?
Where did he go to yeshiva?
Who bought him his shoes? Who bought him his sitzes?
Moshele was taken in by an uncle, who was quite sinister and mean. His uncle was a blacksmith. He made Moshele work in the smith shop from morning until night. But the meanest part of his uncle was he never gave him a chance to learn.
Uncle, I finished all the horseshoes. Can I go to yeshiva today?
No! Absolutely not.
But...
No buts! Let me see those horseshoes that you made.
Yes, Uncle. Here.
Here? Here? This is what you call a horseshoe? This is more for an elephant foot. Who do you think is gonna wear this? Who?
Maybe you?
What was that?
I didn't mean that. Sorry, nothing. I said, I don't know what I said.
Don't be smart with me! Now get to work and redo all the work now!
Can I just maybe go out and eat my piece of bread?
You ate bread 2 days ago!
You're right. I don't know why I keep forgetting. Every 2 days I forget that I ate bread. I'm sorry. Oh no, he's lifting me up again. I hate it. I hate when you lift me up. Please put me down. I'm scared of heights.
You're playing games with me! I'm not keeping you here for free!
I heard that already.
Get to work!
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Uh-oh, here comes a customer.
Excuse me. Do you make shields?
Of course we make shields! No problem!
I need one with the insignia of the king.
Sure, no problem! It'll be ready in about an hour! Moshele, get over here!
Yes, my dear uncle, my dearest of all, your wonderful uncle.
What was that?
I said, hello.
Listen here, you know how to make an insignia? You know how to make a symbol and a shield?
No.
You take this piece of iron, and you put it in the oven, until it becomes red hot. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Then you hang up the shield over here on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in until it burns its way into the shield. And then the insignia of the crown shines on it. I'll be back in an hour, and I expect it to be done perfectly, or else.
Or else what?
What was that?
I said, your pelts, your warm coat, don't forget it, please. I give out to Geschwigen. What am I supposed to do over here? I'm supposed to take this iron and put it in the oven. I don't know. We have to make a picture of a crown. I don't know how to make a picture of a crown. I know how to make a picture of a smiley face. I'll make a smiley face, a big smile over here, and big, big ears like a donkey. Oh, this is really cute. Oh, this is so cute. And I'll make little whiskers, and a big donkey nose, and big eyebrows. I'll put this into the fire. Let me just test it. If this picture comes out good, so I'll know that the crown comes out good. Let me put it in. Ah, yeah, it burnt in. Huh, look, that's a nice picture of a clown with a donkey nose. Uh-oh, my uncle's coming. Yikes!
Why are you standing in front of the shield?
To defend the shield. In case there's a war, I want to stand over here. The arrow should come into me, so it shouldn't hurt the shield.
What are you covering up?
I'm not covering up anything. I'm not covering up anything.
I'm warning you, Marshala. What are you up to now?
I'm not up to anything.
Move out of the way!
I should move out of the way.
Bring the shield back!
Toad, you wanted me to move the shield out of the way.
Stop playing games! What? Whose picture is that on the shield? Why, I.
That's right, it's you.
What?
Oh no, my uncle is picking up a fiery, hot piece of iron, and I think he's going to throw it at me. Yeah, how do I know what he's going to do? Yikes! My dear uncle, my cap has a nice... A picture burnt through he's chasing me! Yikes! I better run out of the town. He's running after me.
Come back here! Come back here!
Later. In the woods. I'm running in the woods. I'm gonna climb up this tree. Okay. I'm on this twig.
Where are you? Come down right now. If not, I'm coming up.
If I was you, Uncle, I wouldn't get onto this twig.
I'm warning you. Come down now!
But, Shiloh, I know that I act naughty sometimes. I know I do things that are foolish. I know I do things that aren't really good needles. But I don't have a rib. I don't really have anyone to really learn from. But, Shiloh, please, if you would only give me a chance... To have my own home. I promise you, I will open up that home to all of the Almonis and the Yisoyimim. They're gonna find a home. They're gonna be so comfortable over there. They're gonna love it over there. I'm gonna treat anyone that doesn't have a home like my own child. I'm gonna send them off to Yeshiva. I'm gonna let them learn. Please, oh Hashem, if you would only help me and get away from my uncle. Please let me help me. Please.
Where are you? Where are you?
Look, Hashem, listen to my tefillos. My uncle, he can't figure out which tree I'm on. He's walking in the wrong direction.
All right, Marshala, I've had enough with you. You want to run away to the woods? Then stay here forever. What have I told you? That you should never ever step into my house again. What would you say?
Simintov, Mazel
Tov. Who is that?
No, nothing. He's left. My uncle has left. Hashem saved me. Wow, that was close. Let me come down for the tree. I don't really know where to go now. I'm all alone. If I'm not going back to his house, where should I go? My father once told me a story before he passed away. That the Baal Shem Tov's father told him a story before he passed away. That a Yid is never alone. And even if you see lions and bears and all sorts of things, Hashem is sending them to protect you. So even though I'm alone in the woods at night, I'm not scared. No, I'm not scared. Aleichem Shalom. I'm not scared. Surely that wolf came to protect me. Oh! I think now I'm still scared. there's a clearing. There's a village. A village.
Little boy, what is your name?
Hello, Marshala.
What are you doing?
what are you doing running out of the woods at this time of the night?
I usually stay in the woods till like 2 or 3 o'clock, and afterwards, you know, I go,
Where's your father? Where's your mother?
I don't have a father, and I don't have a mother. I mean, I have a father and I have a mother, but they're in Island Harbor.
Where did you stay till now?
I stayed by my uncle, the blacksmith. But you see this picture of a donkey in my hat?
Yes.
that was almost on my head. My uncle is a little, well, I'm not really so good, and I'm...
Little boys don't belong by blacksmiths. They belong in yeshiva learning Torah. Come with me, my son. Come.
Thank you. I can stay in your house?
Yes.
Rebbe, did he grow up happily ever after in that person's house?
Well, that man was very kind to Moshele. The man was a diamond merchant. He tried to send Moshele to yeshiva, but it didn't work out. Moshele couldn't catch up with his studies. The man took Moshele with him into his business. Whenever he had a chance, he tried to teach him. Unfortunately, not much went into Moshele's head. But Moshele did learn how to assess the value of a diamond. All right, so $50,000 for this diamond, okay?
Psst, Reb Yaakov.
Moshele, please wait a second.
Reb Yaakov.
Moshele, I said wait a second.
Are you going to pay me cash?
Yes, I'll pay you cash for it, sure.
Reb Yaakov, Moshele, what's the matter with you? I think that diamond is really a piece of glass. I think he switched it the last minute.
You're right. Excuse me, this is a piece of glass.
Ah, you realized it. Ah.
Moshele, thank you. You just saved my whole fortune.
It was nothing.
Moshele, I want to take you in as a partner.
I should be a partner with you?
Yes. I'm going to give you half of my profit.
That's a pretty good idea. I always go to people in this town and I ask them that they should be a partner with me and give me half of their profit. But they don't want to.
I offer to give you half of my profit all the time.
You don't make any money.
That's why I want to give you half of my tzaras.
Please, Rabbi Isai, listen to the rest of the story. Moshele became very well-to-do, but he still needed a shidduch, and it wasn't going so easy for him. One day, Moshele decided...
He decided to call a good shadchan.
He decided probably to go to Amukah in Eretz Yisrael.
He decided to go back to the tree.
That's right, he went back to the tree.
Oh, the tree, I don't know why I didn't think of that. Which tree?
Yeah, what tree?
Same tree where HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillos once.
Wagon driver, a little bit further into these woods.
There's no road over here. Where do you want me to go?
I'm looking for a certain tree.
What tree?
I don't know. There's a halacha that if a nes happens to you, you're supposed to go back to that place, I guess, and make a bracha. So it must be a special place.
There. That's it. That's the tree.
That looks like any other tree in the forest.
No. That's the tree that Hashem answered my tefillos when he saved me from my uncle. Let me climb that tree.
You want a what? I don't understand you. You paid me to come all the way out here to climb that tree? You could have climbed plenty of trees near our town. It would have been a lot cheaper. I charge by the mile, you know?
Relax, relax. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's a little bit harder for me to climb now. I know this is the tree. I can just feel it.
Rabbi Nishalaylam, here is where you answered my tefillos. Here is where you answered my tefillos. Please help me find a shidduch. I give a lot of tzedakah. I pay out the schar limud and tuition of a lot of children who can't afford a rebbe. Rabbi Nishalaylam, I'm trying to keep my promise to you. Please, please help me find a shidduch. And I promise you, if I am zoicha to build my own bayis neman b'Yisrael, I promise you, my house will be full of little children.
I can feel it. I can feel that my tefillos are answered. Come, let's go home.
If you're all the way up on the tree, don't you think you should pick an apple or something?
No, no. I came here for a lot more than an apple. Come.
So what happened afterwards?
What do you think happened afterwards? Short while later, the whole town was buzzing with excitement. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Moishele was a chassan. He found his basherta.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
You can feel the simcha in the air.
I mamish feel it as you're saying the story.
You think there's any cake or schnapps left over? I would like to feel that a little bit from the mazel tov suda.
Listen carefully, my friends. Moishele had many, many mazel tovs, and he married off many, many yesoimim from his house.
And he lived happily ever after.
Not quite. Many years had passed, and he still wasn't zeiche to children. Once he came home, and his Rebbetzin was crying terribly.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy. I'm so happy Moishele were zeiche to make all these weddings and all these simchas for other people. But when will we be able to make a simcha for ourselves?
Chana, please don't worry. I'm going to daven to Hashem.
I've been davening all along.
Well, a yid never knows. Your tefillos add up. But I've hired a wagon driver. And I'm going to travel to a big tzaddik for a bracha. I've done that. But I'm also going to travel to a tree.
A tree?
Chana, don't worry about it.
All right, I don't know how you recognize which tree it is, but if you want to hire me to travel 35 miles to find some tree, it's okay. I don't mind this job every single day.
There. That's the tree. I know that's the tree.
How do you know that's a tree? You marked it with shoe polish last time?
I marked it with tears. I marked it with my emotion. I marked it with my feeling.
Don't get so excited.
Rabbi Shalaylam, you answered my tefillos twice by this tree. You saved me from my uncle. You gave me my own home. You gave me such a wonderful, wonderful wife. And now, Rabbi Shalaylam, I ask of you with all of my heart, please give me a child. Maybe, Rabbi Shalaylam, maybe there is a concern that if I have a child, I won't treat the Yisayman and the others that we are raising in my home like my own child. And therefore I promise you, Hashem, I promise you, if you give me a child, you will never be able to tell the difference between my child or any other child. I promise! I can feel it. I can feel my tefillos are answered. I'm going to jump off this tree. I feel so good!
Of course you feel so good. You landed on me. I don't feel so good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nebuch, poor guy.
Don't worry, I'm sure Moishele gave him a big tip.